Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Rock singer and musician Sting recently made the news with his calm pronouncement that none of his six children will be inheriting any of his considerable wealth. They all have an incredible work ethic, he said. I would help them if they were in financial difficulties, but they never ask, and I respect that. Sting and his wife are, according to the news reports, planning to spend that money themselves. Sounds like an excellent plan to me. Sting is not alone, by the way. My brief internet search turned up all sorts of research and articles from mainstream news outlets and investment firms about why it's not a good idea to give large amounts of wealth to young adults. If you doubt me, let me say two words, Justin Bieber. Yet the fact is that even for those of us who aren't millionaires, handing over significant sums of money and piles of material goodies has become evidence of love. I see young people on a daily basis who are charming, respectful, good-hearted, and totally blind to the idea that perhaps they aren't entitled to every last thing they want the moment they want it. There's a concept known as delayed gratification. This means being willing to work for something, to wait until you can afford it, or to let others go first. It isn't only kids who have trouble with delayed gratification, by the way. Parents do, too, which is why credit card debt in this country is so high and retirement savings are so low. We want what we want, and we want it now, and so do our kids. Far too many preschoolers are demanding and rude. I can't count the number of tantrums I've witnessed when a child insists on fast food and a parent has the audacity to say no. The tantrums and rudeness happen, by the way, because they're effective. Parents give in far too often when their offspring become loud and angry. It just isn't a good idea to give children too much too soon. Remember, children are always making decisions and forming beliefs about you, themselves, and how the world works. Those charming young people I just mentioned, they never question their right to have what they want because whatever they want has always magically appeared whenever they want it. As the old saying goes, children learn what they live. And if parents act as if having it all is essential, and if parents give children everything they want, how will children learn the value of working for something, saving money, staying out of debt, or being generous with others? I'm with Sting. Learning how to manage money responsibly takes time and practice. Consider giving your child a reasonable allowance, and reasonable, by the way, means a few dollars a week. Make an agreement with her about how this will work. There will be no borrowing on next week's allowance. You can spend what you have if you want to, but you can't borrow ahead. Most children eventually figure out that if they save their allowance this week, and next week, and the week after that, they'll have enough to get something really cool. And if they keep working and saving, they will one day be able to afford a car or a trip or the things they really want. Yes, you can provide those things. But will children learn more by working, saving, and earning the things they want, or by having those things handed to them just because they ask? I think character matters. And I believe real success comes from being willing to work hard, to persevere, and to learn about priorities. Your child will only learn these crucial lessons if you give her the opportunity. And learn to say occasionally, I love you, and the answer is no. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.